So Parliament may not be sitting this week. In fact, it's over for the year, Parliament that is, but there's still plenty of politics around. The government unveiled its innovation statement today. We've been talking about it. And Labor followed up with a new policy to deal with union corruption, to kind of blunt criticism that's come out of that Royal Commission. There's also that fallout from the Liberal MP Ian McFarlane's defection to the National Party, shaking things up in Canberra. Malcolm Farr joins us now, the National Political Editor for news.com.au. He knows about all this stuff and more. Welcome, Malcolm.
Hello, Patricia.
Firstly, the ABC understands that Joe Hockey will be announced as ambassador to the United States tomorrow. He's going to Washington. We've known it's going to happen, but is it just really about to happen officially? What does it all mean?
Well, it'll have to be pretty soon, I think, because everybody will be off sitting on beach towels in a couple of weeks' time. So you've got to announce these things pretty firmly and pretty quickly. It looks like Joe gets go to the USA.
Joe's been so quiet too, with all the sort of criticism we have from the previous regime. Joe's just exited that discussion, hasn't he?
Yes, which I think is quite sensible of him. Also, he'd feel a bit bruised when you look back. We now know that the then Prime Minister, Mr. Abbott, and then the incoming Prime Minister, Mr. Turnbull, and the alternative Prime Minister, Bill Shorten, they all wanted Joe Hockey sacked as Treasurer. Now, that's not really helpful to your ego. So maybe he's getting over those cuts and bruises, but he's got a big job ahead of him, so I'm quite sure that he's learning the skills or relearning the skills he'll need in Washington.
Relearning the skills. Oh, well, he doesn't have to put out a budget at least. That hideous experience will never be repeated again. Let's move to the innovation statement. We spoke to Wyatt Roy about this at the start of the program. This is really politically the big game changer for Malcolm Turnbull. That's how it was at least set up, that this was his big departure from the Abbott era. This is all Malcolm Turnbull. The previous announcements we've seen have been a continuation of Tony Abbott's policies. How do you think it went down?
Look, I think it'll go down very well. It's not just Malcolm Turnbull, the politician, on display here. It's Malcolm Turnbull, the businessman. And I don't mean simply that he was involved in tech businesses. Here we have a politician saying, go ahead and innovate and risk things. And it doesn't matter if you fail, because we learn from failures. You don't get politicians saying that very often. And the general air of excitement that he puts into this package. The Labor Party has been saying similar things for some time. Even Joe Hockey, when he was Treasurer, used to talk about the importance of technology and small to medium enterprises to the economy. So there's nothing particularly new here. But what is different is we've gone from the mining boom to the ideas boom, from Tony Abbott saying Australia's open for business and then standing back, to Malcolm Turnbull saying we're not just going to run the businesses we already have, we're going to invent new ones. And he makes it sound exciting and important to the economy.
Now, Labor on the unions. Labor has made an announcement of their own today. Bill Shorten and the Shadow Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations, Brendan O'Connor, introducing a harder line on union corruption. Do you think it's a significant statement? Will it sort of neutralise the attacks on Labor by the Coalition on union corruption, particularly coming out of this Royal Commission?
I don't think it will completely neutralise them. It's more of a long-term strategy. Mr Shorten can say that he's been introducing policies, all the time. But also there's the strategic positioning, as you were just indicating then. The Australian Labor Party is tied to the unions through historical links and also because of the funding. Meanwhile, the rest of the population, the public, they are going in the other direction. Only 11% of the workforce now has union membership. So the ALP has to keep walking hand in hand with the unions, but making clear it won't tolerate any funny business. And that gets pretty difficult after the Health Services Union and some other union controversies have been uncovered. So Bill Shorten, A, is saying that we want good unions, not dodgy ones, and B, he's saying we will well and truly jump on any union leaders who are guilty of misconduct.
And finally, before I let you go, the fallout from Ian McFarlane's defection to the National Party continued over the weekend. Here's George Brandis yesterday.
No backbencher can force a cabinet reshuffle on a prime minister.
Doubt has been thrown over Mr. McFarlane's ability to do this. We had Wyatt Roy before too, and they're not overwhelmed with happiness by this, are they?
No, look. You know, some people have switched parties or become independents out of principle. This was done out of petulance, and it was a very self-serving disregard of party loyalty. Ian McFarlane, he's a well-liked guy. I think he's a very nice bloke. He was a good minister, and suddenly he does this. He's joining that rather notorious list of people who've done things similar, such as Mal Colston, who quit the ALP because he wanted to be deputy president of the Senate. Peter Slipper, we all know that story. Cheryl Curnow.
What's the political terminology for them, Malcolm Farr? Rats?
I say I don't use that
I've
word.
Heard it being used. I'm not saying I'm using it.
I hope not. No, well, that is a term that is being used in some corners, disgracefully, of course. But so, do we? You know, is he really going to be, you know, considered along with those people? And also, none of these people who've leapt have landed nimbly, as Malcolm Turnbull might say. There's never been a happy ending to any of these defections. So, I think that Mr. McFarlane might be heading for tears before he joins the Nats.
Thank you for joining me, Malcolm. Maybe he's just being agile.
With one leap, he was away.
Very agile. And that's Malcolm Farr, the National Political Editor for news.com.au. You're now coming up in about 10 minutes. You'll hear from Jared Waitley about all the sports news from over the weekend. But next, Jessica Rudd on how to make lots of money in China.